This is Peggy Van Skoik. Today is Thursday, April 9th, 2009. I'm in the home of Ms. Jeanette Evans here right on Evans Road. So we're going to talk to her today about her life and times in Cary. So let's start out. Your family goes way back in Cary, is that right?
Yeah, my family was born. My mother was. My father was born in Bull County.
In your father was born in
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Moore County?
Like below Sanford, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Down there.
But my mother was born right here.
Wow. So were her parents also from here, or did they come from somewhere
else? No, they came here.
They did come here.
Yes.
Okay.
My grandmother, on my mother's side, I really don't know where she was raised by someone. I don't know where her home was.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but your mother was born right here in Cary.
My mother was born right here, and all the kids were born here.
Okay. How many children did she have? How many siblings do you have?
10 in all.
10?
And I'm the only one living now.
Oh, my.
I lost my sister about 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She had 6 boys and 3 girls.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Are they all still around here?
No, yeah. All of them dead.
Oh, these are your own sisters and brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah.
We used to talk about my last sister that died. She used to talk, said, which one's going to be here and which one's going to be gone?
Yeah.
I said, I don't worry about that. And you shouldn't. She was in a nursing home when she died.
Was she? That's hard.
Yes. So.
So now, how many children do you have?
I have 2 living. I had a son. That one up there, he died in a car wreck.
Oh.
1977.
Oh no. Oh
gee. Hadn't been too long come out of the army.
Yes, he's in uniform there.
Yes.
Oh.
Right. So.
Oh, sorry to hear that. So, these other two, your daughters?
Yes, those two, my daughters.
Your daughters. Now, are they around here? Are they in Cary?
One just left. She's in Rock Creek, and all the living in Cary. That's one I said live down here in Silverton.
Oh, in Silverton that you were telling me.
The one on there, right.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very good.
And she lives in Briar Creek,
that's yes. Not that far either.
No.
No. Yes. Oh, that's something.
And I have 2 grandchildren and 3 great.
Wow.
So that's just about it.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's see, was your husband born here in Cary?
Well, he was born in Apex when he was just a small child, no more maybe about a year old, and they moved. Well, his dad is from Cary.
Okay.
And
so he's obviously in Evans,
yes.
Evans Road, Evans.
Uh-huh.
Now, was he one of Clyde's sons
no,
or brothers?
Or Clyde Senior, that was his uncle.
Oh, his uncle.
Her daddy.
Okay.
Well, his uncle and my husband, Clyde, him, his cousin, first cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Of Clyde Junior.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So who was his father? Tilden or
Herbert.
Who was your husband's father?
Loveless. Evan, yes.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm trying to tie the family together. I've been interviewing some of the Baileys and other Evanses.
Right.
Oh, look at that picture of him. Uh-huh. Okay. That's such an unusual name. Where did that name come from? Don't know? Okay, look
and
at this that.
It's Melba Mall.
Oh,
good. That was her young day.
Oh, beautiful. Look at that. Yeah. There we go.
Say amen. Now, this is my husband. This is his sister.
Oh, okay.
Just the two of them. Just lay that on the other side.
Okay.
Of the Evans family.
Of the Evans family.
Yes, okay. on this side.
On this side, uh-huh. Yes. Right, okay.
So the family come in.
Oh, that's great.
Cousin on down.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, okay, so he's obviously in Evans, and now was your grandmother was a Turner, is
yes.
that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, is she buried in the Evans Turner Cemetery over on Old Apex Road by any chance?
No, she's buried over there at the church cemetery off on Kildare Farm Road.
Oh, okay.
You know where Glen is?
Yes.
That's the church cemetery.
Oh, okay.
That we all belong to. So that's where she was buried.
Oh, okay, okay.
And the Evans Cemetery is Turner and Evans.
Yes.
Right up here.
Yeah, that's why I was asking you, because
yes.
George Bailey took me over there the
uh-huh.
other day, and I noticed it was Evans and Turner.
Turner and Evans, yes.
Turner and
so
Evans.
So that's on their side.
Right.
And my grandmother then was born in the church cemetery. It's a different set of Turners.
Oh, it's a different set. Okay. Boy,
yes.
It gets confusing, doesn't it?
Got that right.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm hoarse. I have sinus.
Oh, me too. Boy, the pollen's bad right
okay.
now. So, okay. So I don't even know where I got this information, but, and I don't know how accurate it is,
uh-huh.
but let's see. So then your father was Connie Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got that right. Okay. And so you were telling me your mother was born here in Cary.
Yes.
And then your father was born in Moore County, but he moved to Cary when he was just real little.
He moved to Cary, a young man, where he met my mother when they got married.
Oh, okay.
He was working on the railroad.
Oh, was he?
Yes, and he met my mother here in Cary.
So oh, okay.
they got together when
yeah.
years later and they got married.
They got married. Okay.
Yes.
So now, was your father or were both your parents on the school board when they were building the mm-hmm. black elementary school
mm-hmm.
in 1937?
Yes.
That turned out to be Kingswood.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so they were on the school board?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can you tell me anything about that?
Well, no more, Dave. I went around, my father and my mother and some old friends in Cary. They worked real hard to get a school in Cary. Still passing by school, you know. We had to go maybe about 6 miles, Barrow County. I don't know if you heard of that or not.
To
go to school, you know.
Yeah.
So they worked real hard to get a school up there at Kingwood.
Okay.
And
now there was a school back behind Cary Elementary School. There was a black elementary
yes, it
school.
Yes,
that burned down.
It burnt down the year that I was supposed to go.
Oh no! Oh,
does
anybody know why it burned
don't
down?
Don't know what happened. Some say it was set afire. I don't know. We don't have no proof.
Suspicious.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
same year that I was supposed to go, me and some more kids, it burnt down.
So you had no school to go to until
no.
they built Kingswood,
that's
when
right.
it's now Kingswood.
Right.
Yeah.
We had to wait to build a school.
Wow. So you were one of the first children to start at Kingswood when
mm-hmm.
it was built.
Right.
Do you remember? Do you remember starting
well,
school?
Well, I remember some of it.
Do you? Do you remember your teachers or?
Yes, I remember most of my,
Miss Logan.
Miss Hope. Miss Logan, Miss Hope. Let me see, it's another one. If I think of her name. Shoot. Maybe come back to me.
Yeah.
And cause we, I don't think that ever took a time. We just had maybe about three teachers at the time. You know,
yeah, it was fairly small.
Very small.
Was
they came on later, you know, as the grades, you know, went up higher.
As it grew?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Was there more than one grade in a classroom?
Let me see, it went from the first grade to the my master and the right to the seventh grade is when we went to Bill Kelly.
Okay.
I think if my master and the right.
Okay, so you probably went on to high school starting.
Well,
eighth grade.
I cut you off. Before Kingwood came, we had another school, the one my parents did, before they built Kingwood.
Oh, okay. Now, where
just was... one building, big school, on the same place down below where Kingwood, this school was up.
Okay.
From Kingwood. I have forgot that.
Oh, okay.
Just a one big building. We all in the room, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. So you started
different
down...
Different grade. Yes, came in.
Okay.
Just like the first grade where we were taught for time for the other kids to come in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it was a one-room school.
One-room bit.
How? For yeah. all the grades?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so that's how it started?
Right.
Oh, no.
That's
kidding.
The one that I was in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I didn't ever go to Kingwood.
Oh, okay.
I went to this one building until I got up to the seventh grade, or the ninth grade, and went to Bill Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
So, wow.
Right. Because our parents, at that particular time, didn't want us to go to Bill Kelly, you know, we were small and all of that, so.
Yeah.
It didn't take them long to build a school.
Oh, good. You didn't
but
have to
we were just maybe a few years behind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We were being out a whole lot.
Because you had to wait
until
it was built.
Yeah.
So what are you?
Well, I think that my members served me right. They were working on that school before the building was burnt down, I think.
Oh, really?
Don't quote me on it, but I think it was.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. That's why it didn't take so long, less than a year for us to go in that school.
Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Did you have older brothers and sisters that went to the other school that burned down, or?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any memories of what they told you about that school?
Really, I don't.
No?
But
too far back?
Just a school for them.
Yeah.
Right. Because I had two brothers under me.
Okay.
And myself and my two brothers, we didn't ever get to go to that school.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, the year that I was supposed to go, it was burnt down.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember too much of
yeah,
that.
I know about that one.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Boy, it's... Kingswood has really
yes.
grown.
Kingswood, where my kids started off going to school.
So that's where they went?
Yes.
When they
but like this other school, that's where I went, the one that my parents, them helped build.
Well, that's exciting. That must that must be a wonderful thing.
That's true.
Yeah, for both, for you and your own
uh-huh.
children who
that's right.
went there later.
Yes.
So that's fantastic.
Sure was.
Yeah. So now, were your parents really active on the school board? Did they?
They did what they could, you know, at the time.
Okay.
Then, I guess Herbert will tell you, his granddaddy, he was on the school board later on, Kingwood.
Yes.
And, well, they were working on this school too, the first school I'm telling you about. They all just worked together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all of them work on that school, all of them passed now. Yeah. That man too, Loveless, all of them.
Loveless did as well.
They all work. Bon Farrell and all of those work.
Yeah.
Clyde Evanson.
Right, and Bon Farrell, is he, well, he's probably no longer around, is he? But
no, but he worked on a Kingwood.
He did.
And Clyde Evans, both they were on the school board.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Do you know if Bon Farrell has any, children or grandchildren that are still in the
I know area? All about Bon Farrell because my sister married his son.
Oh, really? Oh, you do know then.
Yes.
Yeah. Gosh, do you think he'd remember very much about his father and what
who
is
that?
Bon Farrell's son, would he remember?
No, he don't have any son living.
Oh.
All of them dead.
Oh.
But he have grandchildren.
Okay.
And they won't probably know no more than I can tell you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll let you tell me.
I tell you what I know.
Okay.
Yeah, all his children's dead. But like I said, he had grandchildren, great-grandchildren,
right.
great-great.
But it's probably too far back for them to have heard stories.
Right. Now, this school out here, they were going to name this school Alpha Clive Evan.
Right, the one across the street here that's...
Oh, yeah, the one. Yeah,
which is now the West Cary...
West Cary.
Middle School?
Uh-huh, that's where they had all. But they had so much confusion, they just said it just name it West Cary.
Oh.
And Kingwood, they were going to name that Von Ferrell.
Oh, they were?
But since they had so much confusion about this school, they just said they named that West Cary, I mean, Kingwood.
Kingswood, okay. That's, I never heard that.
So they named the street Apple. No, that's Boyd Street. They was going to name the school, I get it wrong, Von Ferrell School.
Von Ferrell School.
And Clyde Evans School. But like I said, it was so much confusion. I forgot now it's been so long. They didn't want school name after nobody.
Right, after a person or something.
So they just decided just that we'll have this West Cary and Kingwood.
Kingswood, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Tell you the truth, I never really knew why they didn't want it. But you know how some folks.
Yeah, change their minds.
Yes.
Yeah.
One school board all day, I was... There was just so much confusion going on, they decided not to, to do it. Keep, you know, confusing them.
Right.
Yeah. But both of those men, they worked really hard.
Yeah.
In that school down there, too.
Yes, yes.
And really, Von Ferrell sold the land.
Oh, did he?
That school was on.
Kingswood?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
And one of the, and that street running across there is Ferrell Street.
Okay.
It's like it's Evan Road.
For him.
So they got that.
Well, that's good. He got his name so many.
So many Evans now him, you know, that his name is Street Evan Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he got this street over there, Ferrell, so they couldn't do nothing about that.
Could.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Now, were your children, were they, did they go to segregated schools? Or,
Well, my kids, my oldest child, she went to Kingwood.
She did? Mm-hmm. When it was still segregated?
Or,
yes.
She went there. And from there, let me get it right now. They were building on this school. She went there when she got, let me see, let me get it right. Yeah, she went to Kingwood, then she went here. And then Sarah Faith came in, you know.
So she went to the West Cary when
West
it was Cary a high school?
High school. And then from there, Cary High.
She did go to Cary High?
Yes.
So she actually, got caught right in about the time that they were desegregating the schools?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But, like I said, she didn't ever go to Bill Kelly because whenever you left these schools around here, elementary school, then you had to go to Bill Kelly, but all of that was gone time. I can't
oh, it was. Okay. So, when did she graduate from high school? Do you remember?
I think it was 1960. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, all schools.
They were all desegregated by that
right
time.
Yeah. They all gone. Okay. Because then my baby girl, the one on the left, she went to what this school was up in Northwood.
Northwood?
Yes.
Yeah.
She did go to Kingwood just a little bit, but Northwood it came.
Oh, okay.
And then my granddaughter, she went to Northwood.
Northwoods, okay,
yes,
right.
And then from there, she went to West Cary, from West Cary to high school.
Middle school, too.
It's all clear about grade, you know, what grade you were in.
Right, yeah.
I think this school right here now go up to the ninth grade. It's been so long since I think it's a ninth grade, you go to high school.
Ninth grade, right, uh-huh. And you go to high school?
Yes, right.
Because it's a middle school now.
Right, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So did they have a hard time?
Well, I really don't think so, in a sense, because you take kids going to be kids. You know, once they get to school, get together, I don't care whether you're blue, white, green, or what. You know what I'm saying? It was being I think it would be bad the time I was coming up might have, and it might not. Who knows? I don't know.
Right.
So, you know, black and white, some of them will always have problems. You know what I'm saying? Problem yeah. today. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I never seen it. I mean, had that problem.
Right.
As long as you treat me right and I treat you right, that's all count. I was raised around white. They were my neighbor. And we were best friends. They sat at my table, my mama table, and I sat at their mother table. The only trouble that I had, out of two of them, Carrie won't nothing then. If I saw them uptown with some of their friends, they would tell like they didn't know me.
The white folks, your neighbors?
The white girl, my neighbor.
Yeah.
So when they did that the first time, when they came home, I would go up there. And I told my mother what happened. And so their mother came out there and wanted to know why I stopped coming up to the house. And my mother told her. So she said, you come on, this ain't gonna happen no more.
Wow.
Now I want you to put this down.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just talking.
Okay, yeah.
She took me up there, I think I was about 12 or 13, and they was too. She would get her a white cloth, wet it, and went outside and put dirt. I thought that was terrible at the time. She put dirt on that white cloth and had me to stand there. She put that cloth and both of those kids wiped their mouth out.
Oh.
Woo! Made tears come in my eyes. And then she went got another cloth and got the dirt out of her mouth. She said, you know how you feel now? She said, if I ever could tell you doing Jeanette like that again, I said, if you do, I ain't gonna tell her. But I never had that problem no more.
I would imagine not.
Well, she did that. And she didn't ever tell me from the day until she died why she did that. She had a reason for doing it.
Right.
But they never did that anymore to me. Wow. And we were the best, two of us living now, and we still best of friends.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
But they never did it anymore. Oh. And don't ask me why.
Wow.
But, you know, like I said, it didn't bother me in a sense. It did bother me. When I had to go to pass by the white school and go stand out there in the cold and get the bus, you know, go about 6 miles to another school or 7 miles.
When you're right there,
right
at a school in Cary,
That's right. We've all had to do that. But them days gone.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's going to always be on both sides here the same way.
Yeah.
Don't bother me. You know the Dorcas shop you ever been down there?
Yes, now you ran the Dorcas shop for years and years, didn't you?
I'm still there.
Oh, you're still there?
I go do volunteer work on Monday when I want to, every Monday if I'm not doing anything.
Oh, that's terrific.
And
yeah.
We've all worked together.
Yeah, now tell me about when you got started with the Dorcas shop. Was it brand new or?
No, we went for a while. When we started off in, we started a Dorcas shop. I don't know where it was. I got all the papers back there. I think it was 69 or 64. I think in the late or early 60. But anyway, this lady, she's dead now. She just had a room to bring all the churches, black and white, together and put up a shop like we do have.
Yes.
For anyone that need help, you know, it make no difference what color you are. So we started on what street? But we went up uptown on Cedar Street. You know what Cedar Street? Right beside the railroad red street.
Oh, Cedar Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a little building down there on the right hand side.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So we started there. We stayed there maybe about a year. Then we went on Chalo Street, uptown Cary.
In the back of that little shopping center?
Well, we were on the main street.
Okay.
about a year or 2 years. Then we moved across the street in a tall building.
Oh.
Little shopping center where it is now.
Okay.
And we stayed there. And we came back on Cedar Street, but on another, in another building.
Oh my.
Okay. We didn't everywhere.
It moved all over, didn't it?
Right. And then we went on Chatham Street. Just before you get to the railroad, you know where Mamie is down.
Right.
We stayed there until we built the building. Where we in now?
Yeah. Okay. Because when I moved to Cary about 15 years ago, you were in the back of a little shopping center on Chatham Street.
Yes.
Near Maynard.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where we were until we built where we are now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's been so long. But it's been over 40 years.
It, wow.
And I was there from day one.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I was a man's death for 15 years.
Oh, my.
And I said it was time for somebody else to take over. I'm still the day manager on Monday.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, boy, you've seen it grow, I would
yes,
imagine.
Yes, I have.
So now what all does the Dorcas shop do? I mean, clearly you sell clothing and other things that are donated.
Well, do we have a place in the shop where folks, you don't need it. People need things, you know, like food.
Yes.
Pay the bills or what have you and all stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
We had that basically from day one. We didn't know where the money would come from. Back there then, you know, we didn't have the needs we have now, but the Lord, right on time, if it was $25, $50, it was there.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. And we just kept going, this labor just kept going and going and going until where we are now. We get ready to move now.
Yes, now I've heard that you're going to move into where the bowling alley is.
Yes, we bought that whole place.
That'll be fantastic.
Yes, it'd be maybe about 2010 or 11 before we move, because where the furniture place there, they lease still not up yet.
Oh, I see.
And we're waiting to put us, you know, say our place, but hope it won't be long before we be in there.
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to fill it up too. You've gotten so big, but that'll be great.
The problem we have is not have enough room for people to park, come in.
Yeah.
Now we have, if they did, I call them IBM men. Oh, we had a lot of men down there. They didn't do what we wanted them to do in building this building we in now.
Oh, really?
We had the land from 54 cleaned up where we are now.
Oh.
And we had enough land for them to build like we wanted, because we all on that bowl where people could come in and drive right around the back where we are, drop off the thing, continue. But they said it would cost too much. I said, anything you're trying to do right, they're going to take some money, and you got to trust in the good Lord and pay for it. But they didn't want to go that route, and they didn't. So as I come, we like we are now. And we had somebody come in to see what they can do to help. They said, to be honest with you, nappy, because the one that did it didn't know what they were doing. And they were sitting right in there.
Oops.
So it wasn't too long, about 2 or 3 months, they left.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But we do it good, really good. That place is really making money, you know.
That's good.
But we're really not there to make money. We're there to help.
Exactly. Right.
So anyone, okay? And you, me, or anybody that need help.
So you distribute food to people
mm-hmm.
that need it?
See, just like different church, the one they send food, canned food, and everything down there.
That's fantastic.
Uh-huh. And we go to the... we don't take in, what I'm trying to say, like chicken, stuff like that. We go to the food bank and get those items like that.
Okay.
Because we got refrigerator, but we don't want to keep stuff too long, you know.
Yeah.
So in a can, food like jelly, peanut butter, and all stuff like that.
Right. Any non-perishable?
Yeah, in and out for the stuff.
Yeah.
They come in, so we're doing real good.
That's great. How many people do you think you help in a month's time, food-wise?
Oh, right now, everybody's coming in.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, I saw a sign, I drove by there the other day, it looked like you're even staying open longer hours right now?
On Thursday.
Oh.
We open from 9 until 7, I believe. 9 to 7.
I think that's what the sign said. Wow.
And because things is getting tough for everybody.
Yeah.
And like toys, children clothes, some of their clothes, we can't do that anymore.
Yes, because the toys that come from China?
Whatever, the clothes, we've been having the whole while, didn't hurt them.
Yeah.
So that's a loss, so we hope we can get those back sometime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big loss.
Hurt us a whole lot. Because during the holidays and what have you, parents come and buy the toys, you know.
Yeah, you bet.
And the clothes. So we don't have children clothes unless they start from 12 on up.
But you don't have little children's clothes at all?
Can't have them.
Oh no, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So we don't know how long it's going to last.
Oh boy.
I said, what the difference going in the dollar store? And buying, but see all these things brand new. Mm. And all our stuff, bases, you know, donated.
Oh boy. Yeah, so that's a lot of people that could have gotten help.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
So like I said, we are helping a lot of folks now. And food. Less clothes, you know, grown-up clothes and children 12 and all that.
Right, furniture. And
furniture and what have you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And do you even help people, help them pay their bills if they need
Yes, now the way we do that, you know, some folks try to use, don't care where you go and what you do, and they don't know we're going to check them out. Before we get there. It's funny because when we first started years ago, we had one lady came and said that her mother was in Duke Hospital in Durham and she needed help, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, she didn't know we were going to check her out. Come to find out my mother wasn't in no hospital. You see, you have folks doing something like that. So we check you out and we have social concern, that's what it's called. We have a lady in there to take that. We got maybe about 10 or 15 to come in, you know, and help. So we check you out. We may pay your light bill twice, show you what to do. Don't wait till the last minute to come and tell us that your light's going to be cut off. Yeah. Let us know ahead of time. Try to show you how to do each month, you know. And stuff like that. We pay you get behind in your house bill or what that. Help you maybe once or twice. But don't look come every month. We're not going to do it.
Yeah. Just to.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, we have a lady that, you know, tell them how to do and what to do.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you also support the carrying place?
Mm-hmm. We once started.
Oh, you started the carrying
mm-hmm.
place? Oh, okay.
A little small thing.
Okay.
But we help them, but we, you know, not like we used to.
But you're not running it anymore?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's entirely different ones running it.
Okay.
But we want to start a caring place.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still go there.
Do you?
Got to go maybe next Thursday. We go there to feed the family that come in, you know. You know, they help folks get homes or what have you. Find places. Yeah. And then we take dinner over there.
Oh.
And feed them. Yeah. They love to carry first to come because they know they're going to have a good dinner.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, it's hard to feed the children anyway. Sometimes they might have a family of 10 or 5 that we help them, you know.
Yeah. That's
you know, I enjoy it. They have a good time. Then that's they good. Take a bit and talk real quick and what have you.
Yeah.
So that's still going on real strong.
Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. So you're helping folks not only through the Dorcas shop, but also through your church?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Carrie first?
Yes. We go there maybe, I think it's 4 times a year and feed you, the family.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Good Shepherd.
A Good Shepherd, yes.
We work together.
Oh, okay.
We just over there every fifth Sunday. Just like this past fifth Sunday, we were over there to their church. This fifth Sunday, they'd be over here.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, Carolyn Sampson was telling me about that, how the two churches.
Yes. We've been doing that over 25 years or more since they started. Before they ever had that church, they were out here at their school. Not this school, but school over there.
That's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you have a really tight relationship with each other.
And that's the way it should be.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Oh, that's great. You all get to know each other and become a community.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like Habitat, what you call it? House.
Habitat for Humanity.
Yes. And they get together, both churches would go help work over there.
Oh, that's great.
Go out of town, you know, different places they do.
Yeah.
They have a nice time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a lot of things to help folks.
Right.
Yeah.
That's I'm a type, I love to help folks, you know.
Obviously. You've been involved with the Dorcas shop that long.
Do what I can. I don't know, it's just in my bone. I guess by my mother being a missionary, you know.
Oh, was she?
When I was small, everywhere she'd go, I was right behind a little coattail doing what I could do. You know, half of someone.
Yeah. Now, she was a missionary just in this area, or did she?
Just in the church.
In the church,
yes,
okay.
You know how.
She didn't go to China or anything?
No. Just around neighborhoods and what have you.
Okay.
If anything were going on in the neighborhood or church, the missionaries were there to help.
Oh, that's great. That's really great.
Right. You don't have that now, like you used to. Everybody for the sale, seemed like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it just being done maybe in very different ways.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I get some lemonade or something?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
You
I'm
sure?
Just fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what can you think of any stories about living in Cary and growing up here?
Living in Cary, you know, Cary, like you know, won't nothing. Just a little one horse town, one police, one stoplight, and all dirt roads up the main street up there in Cary. But, you know, even though we really didn't have no problem, black or white. Because we all knew one another. My parents grew up with folks, you know, in Cary, and as we came along, we grew up with their kids. Like I said, I stayed beside, you know, white. We got along fine. If something happened to my parents, they were right there. And the same way, something happened to them. You know, I won't say all of them, but we didn't have no problem.
Yeah.
We really didn't.
That's good.
And one hurt. Everybody hurt if they know you. But I guess it probably was worse when my parents were coming up. They didn't talk about it too much.
Didn't they?
But when I came up, I know it hurt a whole lot. Just like as we're girls going now, we couldn't go up there and sit down like we can now. We had
certainly
to go down, you know. And my parents told us we had another place to go get a hot dog, but you had to go around the back and knock on the door. She said, if I ever catch you doing that, I'm going to give you a good whooping because I can make your hot dog here. You don't have to go around nobody the back door because you couldn't go in the front door.
Right. So that was a restaurant up in Cary, up on
that was, no, it's like you're on 54. It's torn down now. After you go under Bree on 54 going to Raleigh, it's a little place up there.
Oh, okay.
You
okay. Should,
but you couldn't, like I said, you couldn't go in front. You had to go behind.
And you weren't allowed to go to the lunch counter at the drugstore?
No, just you go in there and buy anything you want, but you couldn't sit down.
Oh. So carry, you could carry it out, but you couldn't sit down
and
eat it.
Yeah. Couldn't do none of that stuff. They said, so we know what we could do, what we couldn't do, so.
Yeah.
We just, and if you go to the church, if somebody you know died, you had to go upstairs, you know, in the bathroom. And if you wanted to stay, but you couldn't sit there at the front like you can now, like we work now. Those things, you know,
yeah.
It hurt back there when I was coming up, but I didn't pay it no mind. I just know what I couldn't do and know what I could do.
What about grocery stores or regular stores?
Well, we could go in there and buy what you want.
You could?
Yes, and come out, you know, with it like anybody else. You didn't have no place where you sit or nothing.
Right.
But you can go buy anything you want, long as you have your money. And some, if you didn't have the money, you charge things, you know, long as you pay for it. It didn't matter with them.
So there were some grocery stores that you could charge things?
We had at least two.
Really?
Grocery stores.
Yeah.
In Carrier at that time. And at Thurles and on up. We didn't have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But like I said, going to school, passed by one school, all that. We just couldn't do things like that.
Yeah.
Well, not only in Curve, it's just all around, you know. To be honest with you, you might as well tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had school buses to pick you up and carry you to Barry O'Kelley.
Yes.
Right.
Right. It came from APEC or whatever, Mossville, whoever was driving the bus. We had to stand out there in the cold and wait for the bus.
Right at the white school, is that where they picked you
well,
up?
Well, no, but myself, right on 54.
Oh, okay.
Let me see, Kev, what can I make you? You know that Brooks Boy Jr., up here on 54?
Yes.
Well, it's right down on the corner from that.
Oh, okay.
We had to stand there and wait for the bus. Saw the pin where you're located. I was on this side, and the other folks were on the other side. The bus, no. I had to walk maybe about, took me about 5 minutes to get where I had to go.
Oh, okay.
If it took that long to catch the bus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Go all the way out to Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So your father was, he worked on the railroad?
Mm-hmm.
His whole career?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he did? Yeah.
Right.
What did he work on?
Well, whatever they doing on the railroad track or whatever, you know.
Oh, so he was building the railroad tracks?
Yeah,
and
all that.
And all
whatever
that.
They were doing. Uh-huh.
He wasn't riding on the trains or?
No.
No, no.
That
the railroad tracks.
No. It's just whatever you had to do. That's what he did.
Yeah.
So.
What about your husband? What did he do?
My husband, he's a plumber.
A plumber?
Yes.
Okay.
He worked for Ruler Plumbing Heating until he retired.
Okay.
He had a heart attack in 1980.
Oh.
And then he have Alzheimer's now. He's in the nursing home.
Oh, is he? Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know where Oak Carolina, off of Lake Willow Road?
I think I've heard of it, yeah.
It's a nice place.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Still, hey, he's in there, nice or not nice.
Are they taking good care of him?
He's doing good.
Oh, good.
But still, okay. You know something, you have to stay on top of it. Care yeah. Where you go and how nice it is.
Yeah.
But they treat everybody nice. It's a beautiful place, like I said.
Good.
I just come from there when I told you to be back.
I did too, yeah.
I go every day except Monday. If I have to go, I'll be there. But I go Monday. I go Tuesday. Thursday, sometimes Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, almost every
just
day.
About every day,
just about
yes.
Every day. Yeah.
Some days, yeah. But
that's fine.
I kept him here as long as I could until he, every afternoon around between 5:30 and 6 o'clock in the afternoon, he leaving home, going home. We used to stay right up there before we moved and got a house down here.
Oh, okay. So you were living in a house up the street?
No, they tore down that home that we used to live in. My daughter stayed in there for a while.
Oh.
Oh, she sold it. to the folks, you know, they built their house right up there. Because his father owned from almost a fifth of four down here.
Oh.
And across the great school.
Yes, yeah.
So you know how much he paid for all this land from there down here? $500. You can't believe it, can you?
No. From all the way from 54 all the way down Evans Road, $500.
Well, across the school, not all the way down Evans Road, just below the school.
Below the school.
And right down here, not too far from here.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah.
Land was cheap back there.
Yes, it was.
In the 30s, 22s or 30s.
Yeah.
So. Can't do it now.
No. He was very wise to buy it.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Wow.
But other than that, my life in Cary really, no more what I told you. I didn't have no. Had a good time.
Because
like I said, everybody knew one another because Cary was so small.
Yeah.
You could roller skate on 54. Every now and then a car might come by.
Really?
Yeah, my friends and all. I have seen Cary. Well, tell you the truth now, Cary was greedy.
It was green?
Greedy.
Oh, greedy.
Yes. Oh. Every place now, they want to buy.